So, Terry, the Browns took a pretty big step backwards. I mean, losing the second game, they lost the first game, but this one looked a little different.
Yeah, the first game was watchable, 21-18. You lose to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And, you know, you felt good about the team, frankly, after that game.
Sure.
24-10, I was there in Baltimore. It felt like it was 44-10.
It did.
There was, like, no life for the Browns. You just sense with Baltimore a lot of times just kind of controlling the ball. If they needed to go score, they would. And then we had the migraine.
Yeah. DeShone Kizer, the rookie quarterback, left the game with a migraine.
Right. Which, first of all, we're up there going, why is he coming out?
Right.
We're hoping that the coach, Hugh Jackson, didn't suddenly become disenchanted with the rookie quarterback in the middle of the second quarter of game two. And then we thought, then we looked at, well, are they checking him for a concussion or something?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out, Jackson said that it was a play, actually, where there was an interception where a man was supposed to go in motion but didn't. And they've run this play like 15 times between the preseason or whatever. And, in fact, it's even one of Kizer's favorite plays. So nobody went in motion, and on top of it, he threw the ball in the wrong place.
Okay.
So then Jackson explained on all this on Monday when Kizer came out. This is on the sideline. He's asking about this, and Kizer's not tracking at all.
Wow.
So he goes, right away, I just said, sent him over there. They thought he had a concussion.
Yeah.
Well, he had no concussion symptoms. I guess the eyes were able to follow on this. And then he just said, you know, my head doesn't feel good. And then finally he anteed up that he felt like he was getting a migraine.
Wow.
Well, it turned out he hasn't had no migraines when he played at Notre Dame. He had some in high school when he played, but he said he would only get one or two a year. He finally explained all this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out for about an hour and a half, comes back and plays and didn't play very well. I'm not sure I would have put him back in anyway, but fine. I think what Hugh Jackson didn't want to do is people suddenly think, oh, now we're on to Kevin Hogan in game
right.
two.
Yeah.
But the odd thing was, well, not only myself, but everybody in that press box in Baltimore is going through old draft guides online. We're Googling migraine, you know, with Kizer's name. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing came up.
Not a word. And it's amazing what does come up. You know, it's like he had a toe injury, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
There are a few other small injuries he had that I didn't realize he had, but, you know, if you dug deep. So now think about this, Amanda. If you're DeShone Kizer and you're interviewing with the team, and I say to you, is there anything else physically that we ought to know about you?
Yeah, you're not going to volunteer.
Migraines?
Yeah, back in high school when I played, I had migraines,
yeah.
Right?
You're and I get one or two a year, and, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So you're not going to say that.
Right.
And I don't know enough about physicals to know if they could, you know, when they do these things, if it pops up. But
mm-hmm.
I guess I do know this, that you look at that and you say, all right, this is, we got another issue. Now, some fans are overreacting. Oh, we'll be in the middle of playing for the Super Bowl and they'll have a migraine. It's like, I want that problem.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
That'd be nice.
If he's that good that it gets you to the playoffs and then you have to deal with migraines, fine.
Right.
I'll bring in Kevin Hogan at that point.
Yeah.
I'll trade the migraine risk for winning, you know?
Right.
So we'll have to wait to see. But I do want to know, you know, and this is now if you're on the medical team, does something now triggering this during games.
Right.
We'll have to see that because sometimes migraines are triggered by stress.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And other times they just come on.
Right.
So that was that. Meantime, he had a deplorable game.
Yeah, not good at all.
No, he had three interceptions and fumbled the ball and just Baltimore. First of all, Baltimore, since John Harbaugh became coach, there's been 9 games where they've played a rookie quarterback at home in Baltimore under him as coach. How many games do you think they won?
Most of them?
9.
Yeah.
They are 9-0 against rookie quarterbacks.
They're a pretty physical team.
Yeah, and they just destroy a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Baltimore's either a great team or a good team, depending upon what year it is. On top of that, now rookie quarterbacks in Baltimore in those 9 games have thrown 3 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions.
Wow.
So Kizer's on a long list of Andy Dalton and many others who have played very poorly against
okay.
the Ravens. So I'm not going to go crazy about this game. You know, they play Indianapolis this week, which is a much not even close to Baltimore's team. The only thing is this will be interesting to watch. In a dome.
Mm.
What happens for a quarterback? What does he have to deal with?
Oh, the noise.
The noise.
Yeah, it's going to be real noisy.
And, you know, we'll see about the migraine thing.
Yeah.
You know. But that'll be, I think, a better test. The next couple of games, because they play, the Colts are not that good, the Bengals are 0-2, and they play the Jets are 0-2.
Oh.
So this is not only a chance maybe to win some games, but let's see how Kizer plays against teams that are not elite defenses, because unfortunately for him, Baltimore and Pittsburgh have top defenses, and he faced them twice a year. That's always the AFC North. Usually the Bengals do too, but their defense isn't quite as strong this year.
Interesting. How big of a deal is Corey Coleman being out?
Huge.
Yeah.
Broken hand, second year in a row. How about second game in a row? Second game in a row, second year in a row against Baltimore both times.
Wow, bad luck.
Yeah. And so, and on top of it, Kenny Britt, their veteran they brought in, has just been horrible.
Wow.
Not bad, not awful, horrible, just it, out of it.
That's a wide receiver too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy that they brought in to replace Terrell Pryor.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy who caught like 70 passes last year for the Rams, not a very good team, 28 years old. He's basically guaranteed $10 million this year.
Wow.
And he's been, from day one of training camp, it's like either there's something physically wrong with him that he's hiding, and that's possible. I'm not, because I've seen enough of this, or I got the money and I don't care.
Yeah. What?
It's one or the other.
Okay.
Either way, it's not good.
Not good at all.
So they desperately need him to play reasonably well.
Okay.
Can you catch a pass? They're like, seriously, they're running tryouts this week.
They are, aren't they?
Yes. On Tuesday of every week, especially I heard they're bringing in several receivers, maybe even just to put them on the practice squad, because they took this Rashard Higgins off the practice squad, and he caught a bunch of balls. I say, here's how I look at the Browns receivers situation. It's the land of opportunity.
Anybody can join, right?
You don't have to worry about it. There's all these great players in front of you. There's nobody there. There's one guy making $10 million, doesn't do anything. The other guy just broke his hand. Wide open.
Go try
Come
out.
Come on down.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.